network. I want to intervene on this occasion of this protest on behalf of the Boys Forum Vienna. Dear people of Freiburg, as we protest and mobilize against the meeting of the great powers in Genoa in Italy, I wish to put up this appeal for this law of the residence obligation that we have been protesting so far. Most of you must have heard about the residence pledge. Refugees and political asylum seekers from living in a particular district. Refugees have protested and protested against this law. But the politicians stay stunned and do not want to take reactions. So refugees and political asylum seekers have decided to conduct a civil disobedience against this law. And this not only a civil disobedience, but further actions against this law of the residence obligation. We consider movement as one of the fundamental human rights that in a democratic context like Germany is not supposed to be violated. We said no to this law. We said no to the Great Powers Summit in Genoa. We are going to mobilize against it. We are going to storm it. We are going, no matter the barriers that the Italian government is trying to put, I hear they have blocked the airports, they have blocked all the train stations, they have put forces all around, but we are going to break all those barriers and get right there to distortion. Dear activists, great people, during our last action in Berlin, the Foreign Office, the Auslander building in Berlin was invaded. It was occupied. That was just one of the actions. Subsequently, the church in front of Schlossplatz in Berlin was occupied. And we demanded the church to make a report, to make a comment on this law that we consider discriminative and apartheid. I want to make an appeal that whosoever you are, whether you are a student, whether you are retired, whether you are sick or what, I just want to make an appeal that the rights of man is untampered with. We are not supposed to tamper. It's undebatable. And it is dignified to fight for the rights of human beings. Yeah. Yeah. In whatever situation we find ourselves, we're going to fight it to the last. And I want to make a particular appeal to students. Mostly those of the political science department, some historians, or in whatever field, that if they don't contribute, if they don't come and show solidarity and fight against this dictatorship, against these manipulations of the politicians, when they'll come to power tomorrow, they shall stand to fight against us. And we shall fight against students if they don't support this struggle. Yeah. If you journalists are reporting, these are events. These are the basic events that you need to report because they concern the rights and the life of man. We want to make an appeal, a strong appeal against this Fortress Europe, which is another means of extortion where central powers, which are economically strong, want to exclude the other powers. Dear activists, ladies and gentlemen, and the Freiburg population, this is just one of those appeals. And I want to call upon you to come out with determination that, though slowly, we shall always win the battle, because the good has always triumphed over the evil. Thank you. Yeah.